Security is a little looser when the board meets outside of the boardroom in City Hall. This time, a man ran through the meeting throwing green papers intended to represent dollars, and a woman wouldn't stop talking about board members who favor charter schools. Both were taken away. Board officials say the man is a West Seneca teacher. Then another speaker distributed papers filed in Albany saying Palladino is violating ethics rules by doing business with charter schools. Later in the meeting, some board members voted for a crackdown on travel spending, and board member Barbara Seals-Nevergold objected to potentially spending $200,000 on a reconstruction audit. Palladino fought back.
For Dr. Nevergold to say at this point that she feels that that money might not be appropriate to audit, you are conflicted. You are seriously conflicted because you're trying to protect what you didn't do during those years that you served on the board.
From the beginning of the Joint Schools Construction Board, school board members have served on that panel. When Palladino was elected, then board president Seals-Nevergold refused to put him on the board. An audit is a long way away because program manager L.P. Simonelli hasn't delivered paperwork about the project that Palladino wants to see to use in preparing for an audit. The board did settle one long-running fight over providing bus service to the Charter School for Applied Technologies. Board member Larry Quinn says the city students will now be delivered to the city line to walk into the town of Tonawanda and school.
It was a great settlement. I mean, CSTAT is one of our highest performing charter schools. It services, I think, 80-some percent of the kids that are economically disadvantaged. This will finally, first of all, this helps them, this helps us. We had a approximately $7 million liability. That's off our books now, and we can move forward.
In 2009, the school system stopped providing bus service to Applied Technologies because its buildings were in the town of Tonawanda. The school sued and won, and the district was ordered to pay nearly $7 million and now won't have to. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.